All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We're back with Fathom. Let's get started. Friends in cold places. Santa Monica, California. What a waste of time that visit was. Human blue relations, my ass. What do you mean? They claim to be devoted to bringing the two species together, but really they're just out to exploit one thing or another, just like the rest of them. Well, one good thing came out of it anyway. What's that? Lunch is served. To be honest, Chance, I thought you had something a little more hot cuisine in mind when you said you knew the perfect place for lunch. Aspen, you just don't understand the culinary arts like I do. The perfect hot dog is as hot gets. Seriously, though, what brings you here? I suspect it's the same as you. This craziness in the water nearly killed me. Something about it made me think of the blue. Yeah, me too. So what's up with you two? Are you an item or something? No. Duly noted. So yeah, these hot dogs really are good. Soon. Damn, a solid wall of ice in the Grand Canyon. It was crazy. I'm just happy to still be in one piece. Rivers, ocean, the ice has been popping up everywhere, and it's beginning to affect the environment on a global scale. Even the currents are beginning to what the hell? Oh my, that's not supposed to be here. Vroom! Too many people around. Need to get them out of the way first. Foosh! Whoosh! Vroom! Crash! That was too close for comfort. Whoosh! Just a little more. Whoomp! Stuff like this always seems to happen when she's around. Am I right? Seriously. Don't know what happened. Brakes cut out. I'm sorry. It's all right. Everyone's all right. Just take it easy. Thank you for the help, Miss Matthews. Aspen Matthews. And you're welcome. Oh, I know who you are. Mind if I take a picture with you? My girls would kill me if I didn't. Sure, I don't see why. Over here, Aspen. Aspen, pose with your boyfriend. I think it's time we got out of here. This way. Hey, get in. Screech! Quickly, close the door. Thank you for the help. I always forget what things are like in L.A. Everybody has a camera. Thanks again. Hello again. Hello again. We were, as you say, in the neighborhood, and you looked like you could use the help. I take it you know this guy? Unfortunately, yes. Chance Judith, this is Fyodor Luzhin. Oh, the creepy Russian! You won me, Miss Matthews. I was merely keeping track of your whereabouts in hopes that you'd reconsider my offer. Surely you're aware that we are in the midst of an ecological crisis. I imagine that's why you paid a visit to the Human Blue Relations office, but they are clueless. As much as it pains me to admit it, he's right. And you have the answers? Yes. But in order to fully understand, you must accompany me in our facility in Russia. I don't expect either of you to come with me. I'm not even sure that I should be going, to be honest. I'm in, you know, to keep you out of trouble. Thanks, Chance, I could use the company. If it's all the same to you, I think I've had enough adventure for several lifetimes. I wouldn't say no to a ride back to San Diego, though. Elsewhere. Come here, my dear Kiana. Yes, Mother? Doesn't he look wonderful here? He does, Mother. You know, I've often thought of him as my son. Prince Killian. He shall remain in this very spot until you are his queen. You are so close to that moment, my darling. Just one more infusion, and then I shall introduce you to the world. Prince Killian, my brother. Here. This is for you, brother. Vladivostok, Russia. Welcome, my friends, to the Volna. I'm sure you must be tired from the long flight, but please indulge me with a quick tour of the facility first. Why not? It's amazing and more than a bit creepy that the blue tech has spread so far so quickly. These people never understand what forces they're dealing with until it's too late. What's that over there? Ah, yes, you are a pilot, of course. We've been developing a prototype for an amphibious aircraft. Are you familiar with the concept? Kind of. Can we get a look at that? In due time, Mr. Calloway, but first, there's something you must see immediately. Whoa, what is this? It's the temperature of the world's oceans. Precisely, Miss Matthews. As you can see... Oh, no, she said it. It's the temperature of the world's oceans. Okay. Precisely, Miss Matthews. As you can see, the prevalence of ice in the Earth's seas is lowering the water temperature on a global scale. And as incredible as it may seem, we are nearing a point of no return. Not merely in our lifetime, but within a few short weeks, we will be witness to an extinction event. Why did you bring us here, Lucian? What do you want me to do? I was hoping you'd ask that. What I am about to show you has only been seen by the scientists in this facility and a select few government officials, so I trust you'll be discreet with this knowledge. This, my friends, in no uncertain terms, is the future of warfare. Amphibious battle armor. Each one with the capabilities of a whole squadron of conventional soldiers. And we believe that these units, in conjunction with our submarine fleet, have the capability to destroy all of the ice walls in time to avoid calamity. All we need is a source of blue energy to power them. You! Seriously? I told you, that is not an option. Never again. Let's go, Chance. You're making a mistake, Aspen. You have a chance to be part of something incredible. You can truly save the world, and that's just the beginning. Yeah, that's the problem. Please, you can't just... The lady said no. Kick, 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 kick. Stay back. Translated from Russian. Krush! I'm sorry about this. No! Blocka, 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 blocka. Chance, stay behind me. I'm not going anywhere. Stop! Hold your fire! Follow me. Just a sec. Please wait! It doesn't need to be this way! You know where you're going? Away from there is a good start. Hang on! Authorized flight personnel only. Click! All right! Hands up now! You think you can fly this thing? Aspen, please, I do have some experience with this type of aircraft, as you'll recall. And even if I didn't, you think I'd pass this up? You, off the plane, and I'll take that if you don't mind. You should probably grab one of these too. Jeez, this is all in Russian. Probably because it's a Russian plane. We've got company. Roger that. Well, here goes. Hey, it's moving. Woohoo! Chapter 6. Cold Sacrifice. 275 miles northeast of Vladivostok, Russia. Sparrow 2 to base. Unidentified object... Oh, excuse me. Sparrow 2 to base. Unidentified object is in sight. It appears to be some kind of experimental aircraft with no visible markings. Roger that, Sparrow 2. Attention, unidentified aircraft. You are flying in Russian airspace. Please identify yourself or we will be forced to assume you're hostile. Base, this is Sparrow 2. Unidentified aircraft has failed to respond. Requesting permission to engage. Permission granted, Sparrow 2. Weapon systems armed. Attention, unidentified aircraft. This is your last warning. Please respond or we will be forced to action. Well, we tried. Firing. Click. Foosh. 100 meters from target and closing. Target doesn't seem to be evading. 50 meters from impact. I wonder if anyone is even in there. Wait, target has changed course. Losing altitude, it's going to... Fakoom! Base, this is Sparrow 2. Target down. Please send search team. Woohoo, that never gets old. Gotta say, that was a nice piece of flying, Chance. It was my pleasure, seriously. I've been wanting another shot at flying one of these things since that last time, back when we first met, remember? Chance flew a Blue Tech experimental submersible aircraft for the U.S. Navy way back in Fathom Volume 1. How could I forget? And take a left, will you? Yes, ma'am. Next stop, Arctic Circle. Myria. Gentlemen, I'm afraid I've come to you today with grave news. We've lost all contact with Commander Killian's team, and though I'm loath to say it, we must assume the worst. This is an act of war, Chairman Siphon. Vanna and her thugs have destroyed 6 of our outposts, possibly even more, and we've sat on our hands and let them thump. We must strike back with force. Do the rest of you agree with Councilman Ossier? Aye. Very well. Then we must commence with attack plans immediately. Shortly. Anya, I hope I'm not disturbing you. Oh, no. Welcome, Siphon. It's always a pleasure to see you. Is there any word on my husband? Not yet, I'm afraid, but we're sending a team to bring him back. Thank you for letting me know. And my daughter, Annika. Have you heard anything about her? Unfortunately, no, but crews are still searching the area for her. We're doing everything we can. Anya and Killian's daughter was believed to have been killed during an explosion at the Myria Hydroport as seen in Fathom, the Elite Saga, which we don't have. I know, and I appreciate it. You must think it foolish of me to continue believing my daughter is alive after all this time, but I know she lives. I can feel it. This is a glorious time. The day has finally arrived, when I unveil my new princess to the world.
The preparations are complete, Your Majesty.
Very good. You must be very proud. I thank you, Killian. I couldn't have done this without you. Not to worry, I'll be back soon with a surprise. I never thought I'd be coming back to the Arctic to find Vanna again. Are you sure this is the way? I'm fucking freezing. Yeah. Then again, I never thought I'd see Chance again, either. We're almost there. Not sure how I feel about that one yet. Nice to have him around, but... Get down! Some things are better done alone. What should we do? Just stay put. I'll take care of them.
Chick! What the hell?
Whoosh! Shoot it! Whoosh! Whoosh! Is something in there?
Should we tell her?
I don't think it's... Thwakoosh!
You know what, Aspen?
That might not have been ethical, but it was cool as all hell. This could come in handy if I can figure out how to use it.
And that is even better.
Think you can shoot it? Can't be any harder than that Russian stuff, right? You ready for this? Lead the way. It's been days since Killian first arrived here with his team, when they were routed by Vanna and her men. She was merciful to his soldiers, blessing them with a quick death. But for Killian, there was no mercy as she froze him into a solid block of ice. Vroom! He wondered if this would forever be his future until a drop of moisture formed on him, a droplet that he realized he could manipulate.
Ah, Prince Killian, you are looking well today. The Queen has ordered us to keep you alive, says she has plans for you. But the boys and I have been thinking. Maybe it's time you had a little accident. Come to think of it, she's going to be busy for a while, and I know you're not going anywhere. So maybe it's time you and I...
Huh?
Swoosh!
Thump!
Oh, my daughter. My princess. I've never been prouder than I am in this moment. Come, the time for preparation is over. Your transformation is complete. Yes. Now, you are truly Princess Kania.
She grew up fast.
Oh, my dear, what a queen you shall make. Are you ready to begin? I am yours to command, mother. Very good, then follow me.
Push!
Come! Today we will introduce you to the world. You, my dear, will make them all tremble before you. Guards, your only task is to protect her life with your own, if necessary. Oh, you need not worry about my life, mother. Now,
whoosh! Whoosh!
We are ready. Sweet Kania, make your mother proud. I will. Goodbye, mother. For now. Alive. I'm alive. Must get out. I... Killian! What happened? What are you doing here?
Aspen, no time. Need to find Vana.
That's why we're here. She murdered my men.
We must find her before...
What the hell was that?
We're too late.
Chapter 7. All in the Family.
For just a few short years, Siphon has presided over the council that oversees the underwater race known as the Blue. For Siphon, it seems as an eternity. Between several major skirmishes with the military might of the surface dwellers and the devastating incursions from their underwater brethren known as the Black, these have been tumultuous times for the Blue of Myria. And now, a new threat is upon them, one much closer to home and potentially just as dangerous. A renegade nation beneath the frigid Arctic seas led by a powerful but very unstable monarch called Vana. Siphon sent the commander of his forces, Killian, to investigate her whereabouts along with a small contingent of soldiers. They never returned. Fearing the worst, he committed a larger force, nearly all of his men, to assault Vana's stronghold.
Rrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr
My God! Thoosh! Thoosh! Thwakoosh!
Chairman, sir, we're under attack! I'm aware of that, soldier. Raise the alarm. Send out the guard immediately. I want every able hand that can hold a spear out there defending this city now.
Yes, sir!
Siphon, what's happening? Who's attacking us?
I don't know, but I have my suspicions.
Anya, I'm sorry, but until we have the situation under control, you shouldn't be here. You need to go to one of the safe shelters beneath the building. Do you think this has anything to do with...
It's too early to say for certain,
but I promise to come down and join you as soon as I'm able. Now please, I implore you.
Of course.
You need not worry about me. Just take care of yourself. And Maria, I will.
Forces rally as the alarm is raised. The best and brightest of Muria's council guard trained since boyhood to battle any force that would oppose the glorious city. But this is not just any force.
Whoosh! Thwakoosh!
As his soldiers continue to fall, Siphon can only wonder how huge this army must be to inflict such damage. And the weapons they possess, massive projectiles of fiery magma, are unlike anything he's ever seen. Whomever controls this army must have vast power at his disposal and a mercilessly strategic mind. He is partially correct. His opponent is powerful and without a hint of mercy. She's also 12 months old. The last time she was in Muria, she was an infant, barely able to sit up in her crib. That was before she was kidnapped by Vanna, before the treatments. Now all remnants of that child have been scoured, her brain implanted with a new identity, and her body enhanced beyond comprehension. This innocent child that was once Annika is now Kanya, a living weapon of mass destruction.
Whoosh! Kroosh! Mroosh! Whoosh! Thoosh!
And she likes it.
Thwakoom!
Elsewhere, far to the north. I have to say, where Chance and I decided to come... Excuse me, we'll try that one again. I have to say, when Chance and I decided to come here, the last person I expected to see was Killian, especially in a state like this.
We need to get to her before it's too late. Just take it easy, we'll get...
What is going on here? Do not even think about...
Kaskush! Thoosh! Wormthoosh!
Yeah, baby, did you see that? Chance! Like I said, let's just keep going, right? I wonder if bringing Chance with me was the right thing to do. His confidence is infectious, but sometimes it seems like he thinks this is a game. But seeing what Vanna was able to do to Killian makes me wonder if even I'm in over my head by coming back here. Farewell, my daughter.
Thakush! Thump!
Who did this?
If I were you, Vanna, I'd really look into getting better help. He didn't need much persuasion to tell us where to find you.
Whoosh! You! Clarsh!
Chance, a little help here.
Ching! Ching!
On it!
Look at you, so confident, so beautiful. And I admit, you do seem more in control of your abilities than the last time we met.
Nyr, I can't hold it back, but so am I. Krish! Enough! Kothrask! Killian, no more. Weak, like the rest of your kind. Perhaps now you will understand it is only the strongest who will survive in the new world I am creating. Vanna, will you please just shut up already? Doosh! You are speaking to an empress. Your empress. You have undoubtedly witnessed the work of my soldiers. And when my princess completes her masterwork, the breadth of the world's oceans will be mine to rule. So you would be prudent to... Excuse me, we'll try that one again. So you would be prudent to afford me the respect I deserve. Does she ever stop? Doosh! I don't think so. Thrush! But alas, since it is clearly death you prefer, I will accommodate all three of you. Think of it as your penance for my son, Taurus. No. You turned your son into a monster. His death was an act of kindness. Yours will be an act of vengeance. Kersh! Kersh! Thun! No! Stop! Whoosh! How does it feel, Vanna, when your insides boil? Killian, stop! You're gonna kill her! Not yet. There's something she still needs to do. Isn't that right, Vanna? I will kill you! No, you're going to stand. Never! You are going to activate your hydroport so we can stop that little puppet of yours. No, never! You can't! Actually, I can. And you will. Vish! Roosh! You two, go! Now! What will you do with her? Just go. I'll be right behind you. Killian, before you do this, listen to me. There's something I need to tell you about your dot. No! Whoosh! Muria. Please be careful, Princess. Remember the Queen's or... I don't think these guys are going to give us any trouble, Marcus. Take your men downstairs. That's where the rest of the mice will be hiding. If you find the one called Siphon, hold him for me. I'm going to look around a bit. Princess, should we not escort? I can take care of myself. What a waste. I will need to rebuild this whole place when we move in. Siphon, if you are hiding in here somewhere, you may as well show yourself. I have a message from my mother. Siphon isn't here. He's probably down below cowering with the rest of the council. And you? Why are you not cowering with them? I have been here watching you, waiting for you. What did that monster do to you? You are different, older, but you have your father's eyes, you know. I'm sorry. I tried to keep you safe. I knew you were alive. Everyone thought I was crazy, even Killian. I knew you were out there somewhere, but I could not get to you. I could not save my beautiful little Annika before... No, please, I just... Princess, do you need assistance? Thump. Was that a guard? No, just some demented woman. I took care of her. Nearby. The hydroport left us miles away from Muria, so we needed to swim the rest of the way. Whatever Vanna said to Killian disturbed him, but I can't think about that now. I just hope we're not too late. Damn. Chapter 8. Sins of the Father. Moments ago, Aspen Matthews, Chance Calloway, and Commander Killian defeated the criminally insane Queen Vanna in her Arctic fortress. But the victory was short-lived as they discovered her plans to send an attack force to destroy the blue capital city of Muria. With no time to spare, the three utilized Vanna's hydroport technology to transport them to a short distance from Muria in the hopes they could arrive in time. What the hell? They failed. We're too late! Vanna's team was led by her immensely powerful daughter, Kania, and an elite cadre of her best soldiers, all born with an intense hatred of their southern blue brethren. Their chief target, the Capitol building and all within it, including Killian's estranged wife, Anya. Much to Killian's obvious dismay. Wait, I thought the plan was to stay together, strengthen numbers or something like that. Fine, I'll just stay here. Besides, not like I can go anywhere. Holler if you need anything.
I hate to leave Chance like that, but Killian hasn't been himself since we got here. Something happened between he and Vanna as we were leaving. Chance and I were starting to go, and I could swear she said something to Killian before he joined us. But he won't talk about it. Swept up in an immensely powerful current teeming with blue energy, Aspen has no time to react. Whoosh! All she can do is relax her body and hope this won't hurt as much as it looks like it will. Thakoosh! It does. At the same time, she can't help but just be a bit awed by the raw power that relentlessly assails her. A small consolation as her mind descends into darkness. Whoomsh! For Kania, the assault on Myria was proceeding easier than expected. Whoosh! Too easy, by her estimation. Kush! She wonders why Mother felt she even needed guards for a mission like this. If anything, they just got in the way. It's not like she needs any help to kill these Myrians. Although there is something different about this one, she can feel it. Whoosh! Aspen awakens to find herself completely trapped, surrounded by tendrils of earth, somehow created by this girl, Vanna's pet. Their abilities, Aspen realizes, are the same in a sense. They can both manipulate the water around them. Vunsh! But the girl can wrap it around the earth, even digging far beneath the surface to bring up magma. Shoosh! It's a feat of incredible power and control, possibly rivaling even Killian's, yet it seems effortless. And worst of all, Aspen realizes she's just being toyed with. Elsewhere, the residential zone was raised. Anya! All that remained of Killian's former home was a smoldering ruin still sizzling from the magma that struck it. It wasn't so long ago that the only sounds he heard there were the cries of their young child, Annika. Thunk, thunk, thush! Killian's family was whole then. Even his troubled daughter, Kiani, loved her new little sister. Then Vanna's men abducted Annika, and Killian could do nothing to stop them. Men like these. Kush! What's taking so long? See Fathom, the Elite Saga. With Myria's security force eliminated, Kania sent them to find any surviving members of the Council and kill them. Almost there! They tracked the remaining few to this heavily secured vault in the lowest level of the building. Vroom! Huh? Seeing these men who ruined his family and destroyed his home foments Killian's pain, his frustration, his regret, all the emotion bursting forth, all demanding revenge. Thakoosh! Enough! Anya, are you in there? Anyone, answer me! Krakoosh! Killian, my wife, where is Anya? Siphon! Killian, I told her to come down here. I ordered her. I evacuated everyone I could, and when I believed the building was clear, I came down here myself. I thought she'd already come. I'm sorry. You left my wife to the enemy while you and the rest of this pathetic excuse for our council cowered down here in your vault? While brave Myrian soldiers died to protect your so-called honor? All of you sicken me. If I'm gonna go, it will not be this way. Not here, not now, and definitely not at the hands of some smug kid. I never thought of myself as the praying type, but I could use a little divine intervention, right? Thush! Chance! No! What is he doing? Bullseye! He won't survive a second against those goons. But the son of a gun did distract her. That's right, girl. No need to worry about me anymore. Everything is under control. Mine. Hey, Aspen, anytime you want to return the favor, I'm cool with it. That bubble around Chance can keep him breathing for a while, but it won't do much against those swords. He needs help, but first, whoosh! She really should have remembered the first rule of fighting. Never let your guard down. Thoosh! Chance needs to hang in there a little bit longer. I just need a little shoo, thoosh, whoosh, insurance. Okay, Aspen, anytime you're ready. Desperately tearing up every bit of rubble, examining every corpse among the devastation, Killian is painfully reminded of the past. Once, Anya was the light of his life, the only woman who could soothe his tormented soul. Though through Anya, Killian could see the goodness in the world,
in himself. Then Annika was abducted, plunging Anya into darkness and despair. Killian had no patience for it. For her. Anya, where are you, damn it? Killian? Anya, I thought I lost. Did you see her? Isn't it wonderful? Anya, my dearest, try to rest. Everything will be all right. She's alive. My baby is alive. I know. Killian, please listen. I haven't much time, but you must promise me. Keep her safe. Keep our daughter safe. Are you guys seriously Vana's best? Can't even hit a defenseless target. Shoosh, shoosh. Gotta hand it to Chance. Talks a good game no matter who he's up against. Shoo-boom. Ah! The fact is, these guys are well trained. They've been toying with him. Thip, thip, thip. Slippery bastards. Not anymore. If they get to his bubble, it's over. Come on up there. You know I deserve a better end than this. At least let me make it a fight. Thwackoom! Whoa. Thanks? You're welcome. Oh, hey, Aspen. I thought... Oh, never mind. That leg looks bad. I need to get you out of here. Don't worry about me. I'm fine. It's just not safe here. I mean, especially with Killian AWOL, and that girl isn't going to stay down for long. Rumble. I think I catch your drift, but you might want to look down. Damn, this is her handiwork. She just doesn't control the water, but whatever's around it. Thanks for the info, but what is she doing? Judging from her previous tactics, I'd say the only thing I can tell you is hold on. Whoosh to what? Swoosh. Whoosh. She's clearly not back up to full strength yet. I never get free so easily. Chances are gonna last long with that thing squeezing his lungs and no air bubble. I need to help him. And that little sneak knows it. Whoosh. Vroom. Sorry, kid. Time to learn a new trick. Doosh! Crackoosh! Gah! Hang in there. Yeah. Thanks, darling. Never a doubt. Then, of course, whoosh! You take care of yourself, all right? But do me a favor and kick that chick's ass for me. I'll see what I can do, Chance. We know the girl takes as well as she gives and packs a hell of a punch. Shroom! Whoosh! But this cagey vet still has a few tricks up her own sleeve. Just what I wanted to see, that cocky little grin. She thinks I'm spent, and now it's time for the coup de grace. Probably another one of those balls of ice filled with magma. Shoom! What's this? Surprise? Shock? Maybe a little fear? You know I'd like nothing better than to keep fighting you all day. Whoosh! But now that I've figured you out, using the water as a tool rather than the weapon itself, I'm getting bored. Vrakoosh! It's too bad, really. You do have skills. Unfortunately, whatever Vana did to you clearly messed with your head as well. Whoosh! So while we figure out what to do with you, I need to make sure that you don't wake up for a long time. Wakoosh! He's not proud of what he's done to Aspen, but there was simply no other choice. Well, what are you doing here? What do you want with me? I remember holding your fragile little body in my arms, promising your mother that I'd never let a soul harm your precious Annika. What are you talking about? My mother is dead, slain by your hand, and mine because I failed to keep either of you safe. My atonement begins now by fulfilling my promise to Anya and preserving your misbegotten life. Vroom! You must go and never return. Are you freaking nuts, Killian? You take out Aspen and let that little maniac loose on the world? Whose side are you on anyway? Aspen, can you move? Come on, we gotta go before this lunatic snaps out of this trance or whatever. Call it, Chance. He could have killed both of us if he wanted to. But Killian, can you at least tell us why? I regret my actions, Aspen, but this was a family matter. You're free to leave. What do you mean, Killian? Wait, you can't just... go? The end. Cover gallery.
great covers, as always, with Aspen Comics. Highlighting the beauty of women. And water, too. I like the colors in that. Look at that. That's nice, too. It's a nighttime scene. That's a nice one. Yeah, I like that one too. Beautiful work, and we even get a sketch version. Oh, that's nice. Different. Yeah, I like that. It's a lot of covers, guys. That's a nice one. Ooh, this is cool. I like that. That's cool. Ooh, I like that one. Michael Turner, he did that. You can tell. There she is. I love this. Wow, look at the colors in the water. Amazing. I know I do use a lot of AI art in my channels and stuff like that, but there's nothing like this kind of art. I mean, it's signed. Look at that. Look at all the colors and stuff. Just amazing. I love when you take colors that normally wouldn't fit. Like, you take the pinks and the reds and stuff. Because, you know, most people would say, like, oranges and dark oranges to be fire. But you add those extra colors in there, and it just really makes it pop. Beautiful. Oh, look at that use of purple there. Really nice. Love it. It goes into the blue. Love it. That's a nice cover. Look at that. Who did that? Jen Brumall and Wes Hartman. Great stuff there. I'm liking that cover. It's a nice cover, too. More digital art, though. You can kind of tell the difference. Ah, look at that. Very colorful. Love all the different fish. Just amazing. Beautiful woman and fish. I mean, come on. You got everything right there. Okay, and here's the other books. Let's see. So, where are we at now? All new Fathom. We got Fathom Blue. Is that what's next? Or Fathom Kiani? Killian's Tide. I've got some Kiani. I think I even did one Kiani a long time ago and just haven't released it yet because I thought it was something else and I did the whole volume. Alright. So what is next? Six? Should be. In two worlds, one we know and the one below. The entire fifth volume together. Alright, so what's next? Volume 6. Whoops. Here we go, all new Michael Turner's Fathom. Volume 6, Typhos Awaken. They're showing a lot of new talent, which is great. I mean, they're not new now. This is 2014, so it's still a number of years old, but I mean, they were new for the time. Some writers were just getting their footing at this time. Writers, artists, all of them. Everybody was just kind of coming into Aspen at this point. And Michael Turner was basically letting them come in and give his character a spin, which actually seems to be good. I've liked this arc. I think it's good. I don't think Fathom is waning any. I do want to see more of the Parasite stuff, but I think that might have just been a one-off, and I don't think they'll continue that. Obviously, there's some more interesting family drama that's going on here. But we'll see what this could be about next time on Grimm's Comics Corner. All right, guys, I'm out, and we've got The Boys next. I think we're on... Are we on Volume 11 with The Boys now, or are we still in the middle of Volume 10? I don't know. I'll figure it out, but definitely expect The Boys next week. And, of course, more Fathom in June. I'm out.